Republican has the edge in Ohio House race.
Over the next 3 months, I'm going to do everything I can to keep America great again.
Manafort lawyer presses star witness.
You really grilled Gates on the stand.
On the run in California.
Fire travels faster than you think. The flames were chasing us.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. An Ohio House election seen as a key political test 3 months before the midterms is too close to call. CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us the Republican has a narrow lead. The Democrat is holding out hope.
Can you believe how close this is?
Declining to concede, Democrat Danny O'Connor says he's waiting until all votes are counted.
We need to make sure that this process is respected because too many people have worked too hard. Too many people want to have a real voice in Washington.
But Republican candidate Troy Ballerson declared victory, leading by less than 1 point.
I'm going to promise to you that I'm going to work relentlessly for this 12th congressional district.
Republicans have controlled this suburban congressional district for more than 30 years and usually win by double digits. But in the final weeks of the race, O'Connor closed the gap by calling for new leadership in Washington. Ohio Democratic Chairman David Pepper.
If we can learn the lessons from this, talk to swing voters, I actually think we have a chance to do great things all over the state.
Troy Ballerson, he is the guy.
Another factor in Ohio, President Trump, who won the district by 11 points in 2016 and campaigned for Ballerson over the weekend.
We have a man that's going to fight for you. He's going to fight for Ohio.
Mr. Trump tweeted late Tuesday that because he showed up in Ohio, there was a big turn for the better. Now Troy wins a great victory.
Former Michigan State Representative Rashida Tlaib has won the Democratic nomination to run unopposed for the House seat held for decades by John Conyers. She's poised to become the first Muslim woman elected to Congress. At the Paul Manafort trial, CBS's Paula Reed says the defense is getting the chance to go at the prosecution's star witness, former business associate Rick Gates.
In a dramatic exchange, Manafort's attorney Kevin Downing asked Gates, after all the lies you've told and fraud you've committed, you expect this jury to believe you? Yes, Gates responded, I'm here to tell the truth. Under relentless cross-examination, Gates admitted to embezzling from Manafort, as well as more sordid details like having an extramarital affair a decade ago, along with a secret apartment in London to house the tryst. Gates testified that he committed financial crimes, including tax evasion and bank fraud, at Manafort's direction.
Well, now to California. CBS's John Blackstone has the latest on damaging wildfires.
More than 4,000 firefighters continue to battle the Mendocino Complex fires almost 2 weeks after the blazes began.
So this is one of your lines of defense here.
Yeah, this is a secondary line.
For Cal Fire Battalion Chief Russ Fowler and his team, fighting these fires has been like waging a war.
We're on the battleground, and we're trying to make sure our troops stay safe, but we're also trying to save people's lives and property.
Crews have been setting up multiple lines of defense, clearing away vegetation to create fire breaks. They're keeping a close eye on where the fire might be spreading. The unpredictable nature of these fires is why thousands of people have been evacuated, but not everyone has decided to leave their home.
I'm going to stay. And if I think it's going to get to me, then I'll leave. But I don't feel that threatened right now.
There's a court hearing in New Mexico today for a man arrested at a filthy compound where 11 hungry children were found along with human remains. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Sheriff's deputies in New Mexico rescued 11 children and found a child's body at a makeshift compound that was raided over the weekend.
We did find remains.
Deputies say the children were living without fresh water or food in filthy conditions. One of the men in custody is Siraj Wahaj, who's facing abduction charges in Georgia. Wahaj is accused of taking his 4-year-old son Abdul Ghani to a park just outside of Atlanta in December and never returning home.
Police in Camden, New Jersey call it an ambush. Two plainclothes detectives in their vehicle at a stoplight were shot when at least one person opened fire.
Our officers have non-life-threatening injuries, but not for the grace of God, to be quite frank with you. The amount of rounds that were fired at close range and particularly through the windshield.
Camden County Police Chief Scott Thompson says one of the detectives was able to return fire. There's an investigation into the death of a New Jersey man at the hands of a police officer in Pennsylvania a week and a half ago. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
The fatal shooting of Joseph Santos was captured on cell phone video. You can hear Officer Jonathan Roselli give commands before firing five shots, killing the 44-year-old who was unarmed. Lehigh County District Attorney Jim Martin called it unjustified.
I have concluded that he did not have to discharge his weapon.
The officer has been charged with voluntary manslaughter. After a weekend where 12 people died in a string of shootings, Chicago Police Commissioner Eddie Johnson says he's making plans to try to avoid a repeat of the violence.
Police officers in those affected districts will have their hours extended during afternoon and overnight shifts, which tend to be the most active. We'll also be canceling regular days off for tactical teams, saturation teams, and gang teams.
Two men on a soccer field in Queens, New York, were struck by lightning as a strong storm rolled through the area.
A goalie, he was just laying on the floor, and then one defensive player, like right next to him, they were just both laid on the floor.
One man's in critical condition, the other not as seriously hurt. A third person was hit by lightning a few miles away, but not seriously hurt. Tesla stock shot up 11% after CEO Elon Musk tweeted he's considering taking the electric car company private at $420 a share. It's a deal that would be worth $72 billion. Jan Vietchner is senior writer at Fortune magazine.
He wants the freedom to take risks and not be punished in the market for it. Taking it private would allow him to do that.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's defended his company's decision not to ban conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his InfoWars show. He says he hasn't violated any Twitter rules. Facebook, Apple, and others have taken down material over the past week. A TV network is set to own a familiar TV house.
The Brady Bunch house has a new owner.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
The home of the lovely lady that was featured in so many of the Brady Bunch episodes was purchased by HGTV. The network says it will restore the house to all of its 70s glory. Former NSYNC member Lance Bass also put in a bid. He tweeted he knows HGTV will do the right thing with the house. It was listed at just under $2 million. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
There's news about a marriage made in Hollywood that didn't last. Angelina Jolie is asked to court in Los Angeles to finalize her divorce from Brad Pitt before the end of the year. Jolie alleges Pitt has paid no meaningful child support since the couple separated. Jolie, who has primary custody of their six kids, first filed for divorce 2 years ago. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.